these young black students are saying to us that surveillance is a threat to them. And so they're not talking about trying to limit the press or trying to limit freedom of expression. They're trying to figure out how you have social movements in which black students are hyper surveilled on these campuses and are hyper visible, and also where media coverage of these stories is usually quite hostile to these students. It is not particularly sympathetic, especially when we're having ridiculous conversations as though, for instance, about freedom of speech, when these students are really asking us to think about what it means for them to be physically and emotionally unsafe on these campuses. The problem is that you're making an argument, sir, that free speech is the most fundamental concern here. Look, African-American folks have always had to fight for our rights to enjoy all of these freedoms. And so we value them just like you do. But there is something that is as fundamental as the right to free speech, and that is the right to move through the world unharassed. And so what we have here is a complicated situation in which there's a white privilege in the ability to make this conversation about the threat to freedom of speech, and it supplants our ability to have a more robust conversation about the threat to move through the world in an African-American or black body without being harassed.